Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now to talk about that is Chris Smith from Mass Live, who is out in sunny San Diego. Is it sunny in San Diego, Chris? I bet it is.
Oh, it's beautiful in San Diego.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice. Tell I already told you this, but tell Don Orsillo, we all miss him. Hope he's doing well, and I hope you're doing well too. How's things been on the beat lately? Since it was a tough deadline, and then the Red Sox whip off this crazy win streak. How's it been covering this team lately?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that I don't think cares at all what the front office does, and they just believe in each other. Which I've never experienced that, like, as this much as a baseball team, like covering any baseball team. I mean, usually, you know, they're vocal if they didn't do enough at the deadline, they felt like they wanted more, that type of thing. You know, I mean, we saw it after Christian Vasquez was traded a couple of years ago. I mean, that rocked the clubhouse. Everybody was upset. You know, Xander Bogaerts was vocal about it back then. This team, though, it's like they trade Rafael Devers, and everybody's like business as usual the next day. They think they're going to the playoffs. And, you know, and then this deadline, they get Dustin May, who's not a good pitcher, and it's business as usual. They think they're going to the playoffs. So this is a different group. This is a group that kind of, you know, they like each other. They like the team that they have, and they're not going to get frustrated over what the front office does or doesn't do, which is kind of crazy because you don't really see that much. Usually teams get flustered by that stuff. This team's kind of unwavering in its attitude.
Yeah, and listen, you've seen Red Sox teams in the past couple of years get upset by that. You saw the manager, Alex Cora, get publicly prickly about it, and I wonder if maybe – you know, we heard last year, I remember him very famously saying, like, we're not going to struggle anymore. We're not going to have these kind of problems anymore at the end of the year. You come to a trade deadline, it's the same kind of nothing trade deadline, but Alex Cora's reaction this year, very, very different. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was because he was in the room and he sees how things go. You know, there was a lot going on and he can, you know, he's never been in the room like that at the trade deadline as it goes down right at the end. And so maybe that's the case, but also maybe, you know, he also knows he needs to have a good attitude, you know, like he's sharing the same attitude as his players. He sees it with them, you know, after the Devers trade and everything and the way that they talk about things and the way that they don't sulk. You know, this is kind of a wild team, right? Like, you know, they look like, you know, the team from the past couple of years is they're going five games under 500 at one point this year, not playing well. But all of a sudden, like, they've really turned it on. They're having fun out there. They're doing their turbulent celebration. They're just kind of having fun. Like guys like, you know, Trevor Story, who, you know, was 0 for everything in May, is one of the more effective hitters and, you know, on the team right now and knocking, yeah, he has over 70-something RBI. So, like, a lot of, like, the veterans and a lot of the kids are kind of coming together. And, you know, I think that it's an important road trip, though. Like, they've, I think they're like 5 games under .500 on the road this year, whereas opposed to like 17, they're up, you know, they're 17 games over, I think, .500 at Fenway or something like that. So it's actually weird because last year, I mean, they haven't played well at Fenway, as we know, but they also did play well on the road last year. Like, so, you know, last year they were a .500, they were under .500, they were 5 games under .500 at home and 5 games over .500 on the road. So, like, they need to play a little bit better here on the road because this is an important stretch here with San Diego and Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Christopher Smith from Mass Live. The big news of the last 24, 48 hours now, Chris, that would be the Roman Anthony extension. Who do you think took a bigger risk here? The team, by making a big commitment to a player this young who's only been in the majors for less than 2 months, or the player taking what could end up being considerably less money than he could have been making otherwise?
Yeah, I think it's the player. And if you had asked me this question, though, at the beginning of the year with Christian Campbell, in his $60 million, I was like, wow, he left a ton on the table. And right now he's down at AAA. So, but I think that Roman Anthony is a special type of player. I mean, I think Christian Campbell is going to be a really good player in this league, but you know, Roman Anthony to me reminds me of like a generational type, you know, like Bryce Harper type talent, Mike Trout type talent. I'm not saying he's going to be them, but he has that ability. I mean, you know, he's 21. He's had, you know, not only did he hit the ball hard, and that goes to show you something, right? Like, I mean, he had, by the first week of the season, he had an exit velocity of more on one of his hits or one of the balls off of his bat than Alex Bregman has ever had in his career. And so, like, he hits the ball hard. All those like advanced metrics and all that are there. He hits the ball really far and he hits it hard. But also, you know, you look at him during the games and his approach is just awesome and he gets on base all the time. He's going to be a really good player. So, I mean, you know, he may have left some money on the table. And he probably did lose some money on the table, but that's nice security for him too, right? Like he's 21 years old.
Right.
And he knows, you know, so I think it works out for both sides. I don't think this is going to come back to haunt the Red Sox at all. I think he's the real deal.
What do you think of John Henry in the reporting that I read telling Anthony that there was going to be an offer and then Breslow in the front office emailing Anthony and the agent instead of just going through the agent? What did you make of that?
Who had that report? I didn't even see that report.
I believe it was Spear. Spear had that one. Yeah, Spear had that.
Okay, yeah, I've been a little out of loop. So what are you saying? Say it one more time.
Okay, sorry. According to Spear, John Henry gave Roman Anthony a heads up saying, hey, we're going to make you an offer. And then an email came from Craig Breslow that was addressed to both Anthony and the agent. And Anthony leapt at it, obviously, and the inference was that if he had just gone through the agent and not roped Anthony in on it, then the agent would have said, no, we're not talking about this until the fall.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty incredible, right? Like, I think
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. you know, it's you know, players have a say. Like, agents are going to sometimes not, you know, not be as receptive to deals. And so, like, you know, I mean, we've seen that before. There was like, that was very similar to Bogaerts in a way, like with you know, Scott Boras the first time that they were, you know, negotiating. Scott Boras, he's a guy that goes to free agency, right? And like, Xander Bogaerts wanted to stay in Boston. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they got the deal done that first time. And so, you know, I think that it's important, like, that he does want to stay in Boston, that he wants to play here. I think it's like he's going to be a leader on this team, you know, for years to come. He's got that attitude. I can't believe, like, you know, just looking at him at 21, like, that type of personality that he has and how calm he is and how much he'll just go up and talk to the media in front of after every game, win or lose, and say the right thing. He's already got it. I was telling my father the other day, actually, I was like, I wish he had a little bit more of a Bryce Harper type attitude. Mm. Like, you know,
a little edgier.
That's a clown question, bro. And, yeah, you know, like, kind of like, you know, but I think he's going to have more of a Jeter-like approach. And that's not a bad thing, right? Like, you know, Jeter made it work for a long time in New York. Like, you know, he always said the right thing. He was always there. And I think he has that ability to be that type.
I'd say Jeter did okay for himself, sure. What was it that Harper, oh, yeah, what was the clown craze? It was about, like, beer or something, right?
Yeah.
And he wasn't 21 yet? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah. So they were in Toronto.
Right.
And somebody asked him, like, one of the reporters, like, are you going to have a celebratory beer after this? And the media relations said, he's not 21 yet. And it was a clown question. Like, the reporter from, you know, Toronto was like, oh, you know, well, you don't have to be 21 to drink in Toronto. I think the age is 18. So he's like, you don't have to be 18. And so, yeah, so Bryce Harper is, you know, just like 19 years old at the time. What I would just look down the street and was like, That's a clown question, bro. That was
awesome.
Tough.
What's the worst you ever got in there from a player in a Q&A like that?
The first year I covered the Red Sox in 2010, I was just kind of going in there, not every day or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was in there the day that the All-Stars were announced. And so Adrian Beltre had gotten an All-Star nod for the mm-hmm. first time in his career. And so I was trying to get as many quotes on Adrian Beltre as possible. And so I was interviewing Dustin Pedroia in a scrum, and somebody had already asked him about Adrian Beltre, but didn't necessarily like that answer that he gave. So I wanted a little bit more. I wanted a little bit more for my mm-hmm. story. So I asked him kind of a similar question, but it wasn't the same question. And he's, you know, he just lit me up. He's like, were you not paying attention? What are you doing, man? What's going on here? And yeah, so I got it quite a few times during 2010 from a few players. Dustin Pedroia, Jonathan Papelbon got at me one time. Yeah, it was an interesting thing. It was interesting time covering that because, you know, I was in my mid-20s at that point.
Sure.
And I wouldn't fire back myself. Now, obviously, I would fire back at the player and joke around, too. But, yeah, I was pretty embarrassed after that Pedroia one.
Well, it's made you the man you are today. Christopher Smith, thanks so much for the time tonight. Always great to hear from you. Enjoy San Diego, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.